Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome again to Winning Every Day Podcast, the daily devotional that helps you start your day with faith, focus, and fire. I'm so glad you've tuned in today, wherever you're listening from. Maybe you're on your way to work, getting the kids ready for school, or just having your quiet time. Thank you for letting me be part of your morning. Today's message is one that speaks to the very core of why we're here. Our topic is discovering your purpose. And our Bible text for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, which says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." In his famous book, The Purpose-Driven Life, Pastor Rick Warren tells the story of a man named George Bailey, a fictional character from the classic film It's a Wonderful Life. George lived feeling frustrated, thinking his life had little meaning. He longed to travel the world and do big things, but ended up managing a small loan company in his town. One day, after a series of setbacks, he wished he had never been born. Through a divine encounter, he was shown what the world would look like without him. Families would have been homeless, lives would have been destroyed, and many destinies would have been lost. That moment changed him. He realized his ordinary life was extraordinary in God's plan. You see, beloved, sometimes we underestimate the purpose God has placed within us because we compare it with someone else's. But just like George, your life matters. You have a divine assignment. You are not a mistake. Now, let's talk about this. What is purpose? Purpose is the reason for which something exists or is done. And as believers, our purpose begins with God. He is the one who created us, and He alone defines our why. Psalm 139 verse 16 says, "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Isn't that powerful? It means your purpose is pre-written by God. So, let me ask you this morning, have you discovered why you're here? Are you living by design or just by default? You see, life without purpose can feel empty, even when things seem successful on the outside. Many people chase achievements, wealth, or applause, but still feel unfulfilled inside. Why? Because fulfillment only comes from living out your God-given purpose. Here's the good news. You were created on purpose, for a purpose. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So maybe you're listening right now and wondering, but how do I discover my purpose? Let me encourage you, start with God's presence. Spend time in prayer, study the Word, and listen to the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. Also, pay attention to your passions, your gifts, and the needs around you. Often, your purpose is tied to what breaks your heart or what brings you deep joy when you do it. You might ask, can I still find purpose even after making mistakes or going through tough times? Oh yes, you can. Romans 8 verse 28 reminds us. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Even your past pain can become part of your purpose. God never wastes anything. So take a moment and reflect. What are the things that stir your heart? What problems in the world move you deeply? What gifts has God placed in you that you've ignored? These are clues to your purpose. Your life is a gift, and when you live it according to God's design, you bless the world. Here's your action point today. Take time to pray and journal about your purpose. Ask the Holy Spirit, "Lord, show me what you created me to do. Lead me into your plan for my life." Then, take one step today, no matter how small, toward that purpose. Could be volunteering, mentoring someone, starting that business, or simply encouraging someone in need. Every step counts. As you go today, let's make our declaration of faith for the day together. Now, say this with me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am created on purpose, for a purpose. God's plan for my life is good, and it will stand. Today, I walk in clarity, boldness, and divine direction. I will fulfill my destiny in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us that we are not accidents. Thank you for creating each listener with a divine purpose. Lord, open our eyes to see your plan for our lives. Give us the courage to walk in it daily. Bless everyone listening right now. Guide their steps, order their decisions, and let today be filled with peace, joy, and purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on Winning Every Day podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with a friend or family member. Let's spread God's word together. And remember, you are not just living. You are winning when you walk in God's purpose. Until next time, have a purposeful and victorious day ahead.
Emotions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.